Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Arabs, Jews, and even American political leaders offer harsh criticism of President Obama's new Middle East policy. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
It did not take long after President Obama announced his new Middle East policy statement for harsh criticism to come from all sides. The Arabs, the Jews, and even United States political leaders said that Obama's new Middle East policy is putting the Jewish state of Israel in a situation where they will not be able to defend themselves. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said that a Jewish state with the borders at the time of the Six-Day War in 1967 are indefensible, and it would be the beginning of the end for the Jewish state of Israel. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
President Obama's newly stated Middle East policy is, in essence, the fulfillment of one Bible prophecy, and it sets the stage for all of Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. In his speech to make clear his new Middle East policy, President Obama made demands of the Jewish state of Israel that will make it impossible for Israel to defend itself from its many enemies in the Middle East. Of most concern to the leaders of Israel is the demand that Israel give back the land it took to establish a buffer zone between itself and its Arab enemies in 1967. As the political debates continue, the prophetic passages of God's Word give us great insight into the significance of Obama's new Middle East policy. As it relates to the land that Obama demands Israel give to the Palestinians, this land does not belong to the United States, who are making these demands, but it does belong to God. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 23. As it relates to Jerusalem and the Temple Mount, the Bible says that Jesus will return to this area and reign among the Jewish people from a temple on the Temple Mount forever. That's Zechariah chapter 1, verse 16, and chapter 6, verse 12, and a passage in Psalms 132, verses 13 and 14. The fact that a Gentile world leader is dictating to the Jewish people about the Temple Mount and what should happen there is exactly what Jesus Christ said would happen, that Jerusalem would come under control of the Gentile world powers at the time of the end and remain under their control until he returns to the earth. That's Luke chapter 21, verse 24. In one speech, U.S. President Obama has not only fulfilled Bible prophecy, but he has also set the stage for additional Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, so let's keep looking up until...